Taking a look at the Wisconsin logging industry, we're visiting today with Mark Rickenbach, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Mark, give us a general overview of the logging business here in Wisconsin.
We believe there's around 1,000 logging businesses, and when we talk about logging businesses, those are the people who are out in the woods, basically cutting trees down, processing them into shorter lengths so that they can be taken to be used for the variety of wood and wood-based products that we have here in the state.
Can you give us an idea of the kinds of products that are made here?
Wisconsin has historically been one of the leading paper producers in the U.S., ranking first, I think, for about the last 50 years. And so paper is a big part of what we harvest, and that's based on a lot of pulpwood that we take out, particularly hardwood pulp, as well as providing wood for things like furniture and cabinets and those types of materials too.
Mark, can you give us an idea of what kind of trees are typically harvested here in the state?
The trees we harvest basically reflect the forests that we have. We are predominantly a hardwood state. We have a lot of hardwood forests from northern hardwoods with maple and those types of hardwoods to the south with oak, as well as aspen is a big important species for the pulp and paper industry.
And Mark, what kind of challenges does this business face?
People may not know it, but a lot of the logging firms are very small businesses, one, maybe two employees. And like a lot of family-owned businesses, they face real challenges in terms of thinking about how do they grow, how do they get bigger, and how do they find an adequate workforce in order to provide a sustainable supply of timber.
How has this business model changed for the loggers over time?
We've done studies in 2007 and 2011, and what we've seen is kind of a loss of the total number of firms with a growing number of kind of larger firms that maybe have, and when I say larger, I mean like 9 or 10 employees that work for a single business. And so that seems to be the model of how they're picking up the slack for those firms that where people have retired.
Mark, can you give us a sense of the economic value of logging here in Wisconsin?
Loggers contribute to the wood products industry in the state, which is the second largest industry in the state. In 2012, it provided about $23 billion in output, then employed over 59,000 workers. So it's a significant component, particularly when you look at the northern part of the state, which is more forested.
And Mark, what do you think the future holds for the logging business in the state?
As long as we want to practice forestry in this state, we're going to need loggers. And one of the things we know is this is an aging workforce. And so a question is, how are we going to recruit business owners as well as keep that workforce that is critical to maintaining that sector?
We've been visiting today with Mark Rickenbach, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon.